Chapter 9. Krishna brings back the son of his teacher. Vasudev called for his family priest, Garga Muni, and many brahmanas to do the sacred thread ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. When the boys had been born, Vasudev had been in prison. He had not been able to give cows and charity to the brahmanas. Now he was very happy to give away thousands of cows, silk clothes, and ornaments to the brahmana priests. After this, the two boys were sent to Sandipani Muni's Gurukula school in Ujjain for 64 days. Each day, Krishna and Balaram sat in the class and learned from their teacher. By nighttime, they knew everything very well. First, they learned how to sing and to make up lovely songs, how to play mridanga and other drums, as well as all kinds of music. They learned how to play musical instruments with strings, like the veena, sitar, and tanpura. They learned to dance to all kinds of music and songs. Also, they learned to write dramas and how to paint. They painted dots on the forehead and cheeks and learned to paint the doorstep with rice flour paste on special holidays. They made flower decorations and drew pictures on cloth. Then they learned to put colorful stones in valuable rings, necklaces, and bracelets. They also learned how to ring out different tunes from water pots by putting different amounts of water in many pots. While swimming with their friends, Krishna and Balaram learned to throw water in the rivers and lakes. They learned to comb their hair in different styles and how to fix a helmet on their heads. They learned to act in dramas and to decorate the actors on the stage. They even learned how to do all kinds of magic tricks. They made different kinds of drinks and syrups. They learned to make puppet shows. They also learned how to read and write, to work out a puzzle, and even do crossword puzzles. They learned how to write stories by making pictures. They learned how to build buildings and how to cut jewels. They learned to find special fruits and plants for making medicines. They learned to teach parrots to talk and answer questions, as well as how to speak with animals and birds and many languages of people all over the world. Then Krishna also learned to tell the future and how to beat demons who were his enemies. Krishna and Balaram finished studying and wanted to do something nice for their dear teacher before going back home. Sandipani Muni knew these boys were really the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he asked something very special from them, which no other boy could give. He asked them to bring back his son, who had drowned in the ocean some time ago. Krishna and Balaram got on their chariot and went to the beach to ask the ocean what had happened to the boy. "Some time before, our teacher's son died in your waters. I order you to give him back," Krishna said. The ocean replied, "The boy was not taken by me, but was caught by a demon named Panchajanna. He is a big conch shell who lives deep in the water. Your teacher's son might be in the demon's belly." Krishna dove deep into the water and caught the demon called Panchajanna. But he did not find the boy in the demon's stomach. Then Krishna and Balaram drove on to Samyamani the home of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. Krishna blew his conch shell. Yamaraj came out and offered his respectful obeisances to Krishna and asked, "Oh my Lord, what can I do for you?" Krishna said, "Since I am supreme, you should immediately give back the son of my teacher." Yamaraj was happy to bring the boy to Krishna and Balaram, and they took him back to his father. Naturally, Sandipani Muni was very pleased with Krishna and Balaram and said, "My dear boys, you will always be famous all over the world. Whatever you say will always be as fresh and new as the eternal teachings of the Vedic scriptures." Krishna and Balaram took the blessings of their teacher and went home on their chariot. They traveled as fast as the wind until they got back to Mathura. Everyone in Mathura was very happy to see them. Krishna and Balaram.